This new twist on a romance scam, a con artist offers to become your sugar mama or sugar daddy and pay your bills. But according to a recent Better Business Bureau scam tracker reports, it's really a way to trick victims out of money. Kristen Matthews is marketing and communications specialist with the BBB. I've reached her in Halifax. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
So, Kristen, tell us about this new sugar mama or sugar daddy scam.
Yes. So, essentially what is happening is, you know, the victim will get a message through a dating or a social media app from somebody offering to be your sugar mama or your sugar daddy. And in exchange for your affections, they will pay you a weekly allowance of several hundred dollars. We know that obviously, that may sound a little bit too good to be true, but they go ahead with it anyways. The scammer will send you a check, or they may pretend to transfer you money into your bank account. And they can do this through fraudulent payment methods, cancellation policies, and overpayment scams. And they'll tell you to keep most of the money as your weekly allowance. And only after you do them a small favor. So the scammer will ask you to maybe transfer the cash to their needy friend, pay an outstanding bill, or even make a donation to the charity. So essentially they're sending you checks that are fake checks. And then once you send the money, you are on the hook for those funds.
So who is being targeted here?
So it's mainly, younger generation. So, you know, college students, a lot of these people right now are looking at sugar daddies and sugar mamas. Unfortunately, because this has been popularized and glamorized by social media a bit, these people are now looking into things like that. So it really is targeting a younger generation of people, especially through the COVID-19 pandemic, where it may be a little bit harder to find work right now. This is what a lot of people are researching and looking into right now.
What are some things people should look out for?
So you just want to know your rights and responsibilities when it comes to using checks. You know, if you do receive a check, know that the banks will make the funds available for that check immediately. But if you spend the money and the check is fake, then the bank has the right to recover those funds from you. So make sure that check actually clears before you spend anything. Research your date first as well. You know, many scammers we know, they steal photos from the internet to use in their dating profiles. So you can do a reverse Google image search. And you can see if the photos on the profile are stolen from somewhere else. You want to ask specific questions about details given in a profile. A scammer may stumble over remembering certain details to make their story fit. And then never send money or sensitive information to someone you've never met in person. Cut off contact if somebody starts asking for your financial information, you know, saying they need access to your bank account to put funds in it. That's not true. So don't give any of that information over the phone to somebody that you do not know.
Are there many people getting burned by this one?
This is a relatively new one, so it's just started. We've only had a few reports in Canada, but I think it is important to get this information out there because we all know something like this, when it starts, it creates a snowball effect and more people are going to get scammed. So it's just good to know that this is happening before more people get scammed.
And Kristen, I just want to go back to what you said a little earlier about how this is more of a growing issue, sugar mamas, sugar daddies being glamorized on sites like social media. So this is a real thing that's happening in some instances, and that's why it might be making this scam even a little more harder to detect?
Absolutely. There's a big thing right now with the concept of sugar babies. So like I said, college students looking for a sugar mama or a sugar daddy to help them make their way through university. This is a very popular trend that's going on right now, especially like I've even seen it in the Atlantic provinces. So really just protect yourself, do your due diligence. And if this is something that you are going to do, you need to, like I said, protect yourself and make sure you know your rights.
Kristen Matthews, Marketing and Communications Specialist with the Better Business Bureau in Halifax. Thanks for this.
Thanks for having me. Thanks.
Again, just another reminder, a new twist on a romance scam. A con artist offers to become your sugar mama or sugar daddy and pay your bills for you. But according to the recent BBB scam tracker, it's really just a way to trick victims out of money.